Low energy, unfocused, foggy, you might be dehydrated. Whether it's hot yoga, over 100-degree weather, or too much sun, Gatorlyte, with a specialized blend of 5 electrolytes, was scientifically designed to help move fluids into the body faster for rapid rehydration. Shop now at retailers nationwide. Gatorlyte hydrates faster than water. Is it in you? Symptoms noted are signs of mild to moderate dehydration. Consult a healthcare professional if symptoms persist.
This message is brought to you by Apple Card. Shave ice by the beach, a trip to the state fair, and a throwback flick at the local drive-in. They're more than just items to check off the summer bucket list. They're also opportunities to earn 2% daily cash back when you use your Apple Card with Apple Pay. Apply for Apple Card now and use in minutes with Apple Pay. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card is issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Mendoza back over the middle and he's picked off.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Mike Garafolo, is there a shot? He's the week one starter.
The communication has been that Kirk Cousins is going to be the week one starter. However, I've been lied to before.
Earlier on the show, NBC Sports Bay Area 49ers reporter Matt Maiocco. Coming up, 5-time NFL Pro Bowler Teron Armstead. 3-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Is on the air, and if your Disney Plus ESPN feed looks a little brighter, it's because 12-year veteran of the National Football League, host of The Set, his pod on his YouTube channel and wherever you get podcasts, and fresh off of the set of Good Morning Football, all blinged out,
woo,
is Teron Armstead.
Let's go.
Sure.
What's up, my guy?
The watch, the bracelets, the rings.
Yeah.
The eyewear. I don't know how to keep up right now, man.
You're so far ahead.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm catching up. I'm trying to catch up.
Okay. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm all well.
How
all
was well. The Hall of Fame from your perspective? Because, you know, to see a guy that you played with,
yeah,
be a first ballot Hall of Famer go in and Drew Brees, and Sean Payton's there to present him, and Gail Benson was there. The whole Saints organization was there. A lot of players, current players, was there. Saw Kamara there. I saw a whole bunch of people there.
Mike Thomas.
Can't guard Mike. Yeah. What was it like?
It was incredible. It was incredible. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Rich, let me give you your flowers. At the jacket dinner.
You
did a great job presenting. It was special, truly. A lot of these guys I haven't seen in years.
I bet.
It brought back so many memories. We're just talking about moments and games and what could have been and what was. And Sean Payton had the floor at Drew Brees' party after the enshrinement. And that's his thing. And he took over the stage.
What do you mean?
Telling stories. He just got everybody's attention. And he's working the room. And Sean's pretty good. He's a really good storyteller.
He's A++ storyteller.
Yeah, he is.
One of the greatest storytellers of all time of storytellers.
I would agree.
Right.
But no, it was amazing. It was amazing just being around the guys. We had a special thing in New Orleans for many years. Unfortunately, we never got a chance to hold up the trophy. But the moments that we have, the brotherhood, the family vibe and culture that we created,
right,
is real. It's genuine.
Well, obviously, you know, they were able to hold up a trophy, you know, and I know what you're saying.
Wow.
I want to make sure people understand. No, people want to if they're coming in, you know, they want to make sure you understand. Dan,
it's the reason I wear my own rings.
No,
right?
I know that.
Because I didn't get to win.
And I understand. Trust me, I'm not trolling on you. I'm just making sure people who are tuning in saying, "What's he talking about?" They were able to hold up a trophy. It's just unfortunate that the timing didn't work.
All right, let's go somewhere else.
Right? No. But no, when you were playing with Brees and hearing him talk in his speech, I've mentioned this multiple times. What really struck me was that moment when he was in San Diego.
Yeah.
Right? He's in San Diego. And he's in the meeting room with, he said, Cam Cameron and Brian Schottenheimer, the OC and the QB coach.
And they're talking about, why didn't you make this throw? And he said, I couldn't see the receiver, and was using his height basically as an excuse. And he said, you know, when they told him, it's your job to see the receiver. And he said he's going to change everything in his life. Now he's there as a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Sure.
And you were there. You were seeing.
I saw it. I saw it up close and personal. I didn't realize in his story as he was telling his speech that he was benched.
Three times that season.
Drew Brees.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, they went and drafted Phillip Rivers the next draft after that season. He's talking about it. And then that's why he wound up playing with you for a long time.
Yeah, you know? No, for sure. I'm forever grateful for the Chargers doing what they did. Right. Felt like was best for their franchise.
For sure.
Forever grateful.
Yeah.
But hearing that, though, Drew Brees, first ballot Hall of Famer, he was benched three times. So it's really like, it's another level or layer of inspiration and motivation. Listening to this man.
Yes, sir.
He was, it's the ultimate underdog story, or like not using his height as an excuse, not using his start as, or somebody telling him what he will be. Mm-hmm. He became one of the greatest of all time through work.
And you got to, again, you had to get a front row seat for many years to see all that. Pretty sweet stuff. I've got Teron Armstead here. From the New Orleans Saints on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about the here and now, right? Let's
what
talk
we got?
About this coming up season. Well, I mean, you know Tua, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the guy, I mean, he's got another preseason start coming up. His first one was terrible. Looked awful. I mean, I'm not lying.
Yeah.
I'm not telling any tales out of school here. Do you think he can work out there in Atlanta, Teron Armstead? Yes or no?
I do. I strongly feel like that he can. I would love to see it, and I don't really want to be the one to have to voice it. Like, I would rather Tua just let the ball go,
right?
Find his eligibles. Got a lot of weapons down there. He is not necessarily looking to prove to people.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants to prove to himself and really just confirm to him that he can do it at the highest level. The way that it ended in Miami, not by his standard. He does not feel okay with it. And he just like desperately wants to get that bad taste out of his mouth. So you see some of the pressing, dropping a snap. That's like super routine for a quarterback.
What happens there, do you think? Just nerves, jitters?
Is you pressing. Like, you want to do everything right. You want to silence the noise. And you mm-hmm. start to, all of it starts to amount to just too much. And if he can just take that deep breath this week in the preseason game and let it fly, play ball, because he can, and he has done it at a high level. I'm not a Falcons guy. Very painful for me to speak well on them folks.
By the way, you saw Sean Payton in that game when they laid it on them like it was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Talking about, boy, there's a lot of fans here dressed as empty seats.
Yeah.
You know,
like, well, so
once a saint, always a saint. I get it.
No question.
I hear you. Right.
It's hard to talk good about those people.
But you're a professional now. You know,
I am.
You got your own show. You got your own career here.
And I'm not a hater. So they got a lot of weapons.
Right. They sure do.
A lot of weapons. I would love to see Tua utilize those weapons. And I'm looking forward to his performance in his next preseason game.
Okay. Because it looks like he's going to get the week one start based on the maybe not what he's putting out there on film right now, but based on the fact that Penix isn't maybe ready and he's taking things over maybe in practice. I don't know.
Yeah. Watch this next one, Rich. Okay. Watch this next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Your 12 years of experience in the professional ranks, sir, I want to tap into it with this soundbite that we picked up from Brian Burns of the Giants.
Okay.
I don't know if this was played for you on Good Morning Football or anything.
I haven't heard it.
Because the question is, look, what are the Giants going to look like under John Harbaugh, right? And they have been practicing hard.
Yeah.
And they have been in pads, and they have been working out more than they did in previous years. Like, John is really riding them.
Old school.
Like, right? Old school.
Yeah.
And because, you know, we're wondering what they're going to look like, and the conversation about Jackson Dart going down and not being protected and the big blue tent and all that sort of stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's taken up the oxygen in the room about what could really be more important at the end of the day, with all due respect to, obviously, a quarterback staying healthy is crucially important. But interpret this soundbite for me and what Giants fans should think. This is Brian Burns talking about the way Harbaugh has run things this summer.
Okay.
If we didn't practice as hard as we do, I don't know if we would have made it through this heat and the level of competition that we practice with today. But I feel like us practicing as hard as we do, you know, definitely prepared us for all of this.
What does this mean when you hear something like that from somebody like Brian Burns say that?
A veteran, someone that's proven and decorated at this point, he's saying that they have put in the work and that them going out and executing against Miami is not by accident, that the conditions down there are real, and as somebody that has not put themselves in uncomfortable situations, time and time again, you will fold.
And that will manifest itself during the playing season? That's what I'm trying to figure out right now when I hear something like that.
It doesn't guarantee you anything.
Sure.
But the process is important. The process is very important. I'm an old school approach.
Well, Sean Payton was your coach.
I had no choice. I had no other choice.
Sure.
So those coaches, John Harbaugh, Sean Payton, even a younger guy, Ben Johnson, it's that same type of approach for him.
Andy Reid's another one.
Andy Reid.
They're in pads a lot in Kansas City.
The consistency that they have and longevity that they have is proven by the work. And what Brian Burns is saying is like, more than ever before, I'm being challenged. I'm uncomfortable daily, so I'm getting used to it. I'm getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And as a team, I strongly feel like it breeds success. Our training camps in New Orleans made us very difficult to play because we just handled adversity. Like, no conditions was too much for us.
Because I'm trying to figure out who the Giants are. And I hear a soundbite like that, I'm like, I got to play that for Teron when he comes in to see if this is the stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, your quarterback staying healthy and getting the protection right, that's one
thing. Sure.
But this is the stuff I hear, and I'm like, do I believe in the Giants a little bit more now?
I'm buying Giants stock.
You are?
I'm not cashing out on them.
Okay. Who are you cashing out on then?
NFC?
Yes, sir.
You remember last time I was here? We went through the schedule of a team.
We sure did.
And I went no blemishes.
Mm-hmm.
Them Rams look good, dog. I was just at the Saints and Rams joint practice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams look good, dog. They are talented, very talented. Matt Stafford he probably completed 20 passes in a row at one point during practice. The defense was flying around. Saints was able to make some plays and move the ball, but then the Rams defense responded. No Myles Garrett yesterday. No Aaron Donald yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint. And they still were able to, you see it. Like, you see a team that's sure of themselves, confident, talented. Devontae Adams was, the Rams are, they are real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it backs your thought that they could go undefeated this year.
I still feel that way.
Okay.
I do.
You know, so it's perfect since you just came back from Rams camp. We've been playing this game way longer than we thought we would, to be honest with you. We came up with this idea just flat out talking about it on the air. Hit it. Latest edition of Is He Back Yet?
A-A-Ron!
Is he back yet?
Where is A-A-Ron right now?
So you can confirm he's not back yet.
No.
But what'd you hear? What do you think?
I think it's happening.
Then why hasn't it happened yet?
It's a process.
What do you mean? What process?
It's a process, man. And this man
Isn't
has
it more mental than anything else. The process,
whatever it is for Aaron Donald,
yes, sir.
He's earned the right to go through the process. Whether it's mental, where he got to really psych himself up to do it, it's physical, where he has to get in football shape to do it. Whatever that is, he's earned it, and we got to give him that time and space. I'm sure Sean McVay and the Rams organization is giving him that time and space to do so. He is one of the few humans that can dictate his every move, whether he plays or not, how much he plays, and who's saying no?
Of course the Rams will not say no, and they'll say, take your time. But we're getting close, right? No? I mean, it's got to
happen. He might be getting close.
Okay.
He might be getting close. He's on the right. I think the way that Aaron Donald played, the level he played for the duration of his career,
yes,
you can't give him any question that he'll be ready, that he'll be prepared, that he will know the game plan, that he can go out and execute. You have no reason to question that. You gotta let him go through his process, whatever that is.
Walk me through what it's like going to be like in an offensive line room when it happens. What is it like
yeah,
to prepare for Garrett and Donald. And again, if I'm Young or the rest of the defensive linemen there, you're like, wait a minute. You know,
yeah,
you understand maybe why we in the media are fascinated with Garrett and Donald, because it's like the Avengers uniting, right? So what will it be like in an offensive line room to take on a Rams team with both of them?
It's Rich, it's a lot to consider when you're game planning. The run game, whoever they play week after week, the run game will be vital. And your defense ability to not allow Matt Stafford and the offense to just go score points freely.
Mm-hmm.
Like keeping a close game or having a lead the whole game, running the ball well, third and two, third and three, that has to be, like, you have to live in that world against that team with those two guys.
But you are in an offensive line room, and you are a lion-hearted individual, as you are.
For
right?
sure.
And you take, like, there's nobody that comes at you that can get past you in
Facts.
Your mind.
Facts.
I know your mindset.
It's proven. It's on film.
It's on film, right? You said how many times did Garrett get past you? Like, hardly?
It's on film.
Hardly ever, right?
Like, real bad man.
Okay. So you're sitting in that line room, and you're saying what to the rest of the line group?
If I'm sitting in that line room,
I'm asking
with the guys.
Yes, sir.
It's a plan. Like, even me blocking Myles Garrett or me stepping down blocking Aaron Donald,
yes,
we have a plan, what we're trying to accomplish. You got to be locked in on that. You got to know where these guys are every play, mm-hmm, which the quarterback will be in tune. So in that line room, you really have to, before the game, make the decision that we are treating these two men as the next opponents. We can't put them on no type of pedestal. They don't have a cape under their jersey. Nothing. These are great players, but that's that. And I am too. And the guy next to me, some offensive lines just won't, they simply won't have the talent to block these guys.
Because there'll be injuries. There'll be an inability to practice enough to communicate, to be able to be one organism to stop them,
just
right?
Having the ability to, like, literally stop these guys. Like, some lines will not be able to physically stop these men, but then there'll be some lines, mm-hmm, that can. They have the talent up front to combat. You'll go against the Chicago Bears and Darnell Wright on this side and Joe Tooney on this side. Like, mm-hmm, these two can block those two. You know what I mean? But then it's a lot of other lines that you're not really gonna have that matchup in your favor on the O-line side. So it's gonna be by committee. Tight ends, running backs, mm-hmm, quarterback getting the ball out. The game plan will be special, bro. It will be very, very detailed every time somebody played the Rams.
All right, put the Rams schedule up again. Just do me a favor.
I haven't changed my mind.
No, I know. I'm not asking you to do that, but okay. I'm asking you to point out the offensive lines that you think could best handle. Denver's one of them, right? Don't you think?
Denver's one of them.
Okay.
San Fran's one of them.
Philly?
Philly's one of them.
Buffalo?
Buffalo's one of them.
Okay. Chargers, if they're healthy, right?
The Chargers are healthy.
Well, they just lost Biotis, right?
That hurts.
Big time.
A lot. A lot. On the edge, yeah. In interior, that's a challenge.
Okay. Look at the rest of the list here.
Washington.
Who else jumps at you? Kansas City?
Does
Kansas City have the
O-line
to handle it?
KC got some young boys up front that's playing well.
Dallas?
It's different. Dallas can do it.
Okay. Seattle?
Seattle can do it.
You know they're pissed, right?
Yeah.
They're sure. pissed that everybody's like, that somebody like yourself, and I'm with you. I get it. I know why you're saying what yeah. you're saying. They're the defending Super Bowl champs, right?
And I could say to the 12th man, I'm not discrediting them at all.
Understood. Like,
I think they are still yeah. elite Super yeah. Bowl contenders.
Mm-hmm.
Contenders. This is when Kevin Durant went to the Warriors. This is that situation. And then LeBron comes back and goes there too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Rams were. That's what they putting up.
Teron Armstead here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, I'm going to throw something at you before I send you on the rest of your Friday and weekend that we didn't discuss, that you have no idea that's coming. All week long we've been saying, put one in, take one out.
Okay.
Okay. Playoff team from last year in each conference that, with all due respect, not going to return to the playoffs this year. And
gotcha.
Somebody that missed it that's in. Let's start with the AFC. Give me one out and one in.
AFC,
One out, one in. Teron Armstead. Is that what we should call this segment from now on when we do it every year?
One out, one in.
AFC. AFC's tough. Tougher.
Okay. Than you want to start with the NFC then?
NFC easy. Panthers out, Saints in. Saints win the NFC South.
And that's not
Mr. This is just I'm just watching ball. Okay. And I think the Panthers would be really good. They will be really good. NFC is just stacked.
Yep.
The NFC North will have three teams I feel like will get in.
Yes.
And then it'll be tough for the NFC South to have two.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Saints get in as the South winner.
Okay.
AFC side, AFC is not as crowded. It's super top heavy. So
here we go.
I need to, if I could, see the playoff picture.
Okay. I don't know if we have that, but I can tell you.
I trust your
Buffalo
production
made
team.
It last year. The Steelers made it last year. The Patriots made it last year. The Chargers made it last year. Denver made it last year. The Jaguars made it last year. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. You had two in the AFC East.
Yep. And Houston.
And Houston made it last year.
Houston's in.
That's your seven.
Jags out.
Jags out.
Jags out.
Why?
They won 13 games.
Jags, I like the Jags. I think they play extremely well. Just looking at the roster, not the most talented. Very talented defensive line. Nice receiving core, okay. Trevor Lawrence.
So you're saying now if you put the Texans winning the South, that now allows you to take a wild card team out.
For sure. So Texans will be the South winner.
Okay.
Jags out as wild card.
Right.
Insert. I don't really love. I got the Chiefs.
Chiefs in, Jaguars out.
And I was almost going to shuffle the Chargers, but just off health. You know what I mean? Their O-line's healthy, they're in.
Mm-hmm.
But that situation makes it challenging. Jags out, Chiefs in.
What do you like about the Chiefs other than the obvious?
The obvious.
Okay.
Andy and Patrick. And then in company.
Yeah.
I think they don't like nothing about not being involved in the tournament. Like, they hate it. And I love that for them.
Okay. Well, it's great to see you again.
You too, my guy.
Yeah, you got it. Tell everybody about your show.
Oh, absolutely. Rich said it earlier. He's a fan of the show. He watches it all the time.
Well, I do, and I have made myself available.
We're getting this done today. Before I leave today, on the schedule, on the books.
You've been kind enough to come on here. I play home and homes all the time.
Hey, I love you guys. That's nice.
On the screen right
there. The set with Teron Armstead.
In case you're wondering if it's legit, there's the autograph right there. You've endorsed it like the back of a check. Right there. You've endorsed your – okay.
Rich, I appreciate you.
Episodes Mondays and Tuesdays?
Mondays and Thursdays. You might watch back-to-back days, but it's Mondays and Thursdays.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
For sure.
Awesome. And it's great to see you.
Always great to see you.
Yeah. Were you in the stands or at a table at the jacket dinner?
I was in the attic.
Okay. Yeah.
Me and Jimmy Graham was so high up.
Jimmy Graham?
Yeah. My phone, I zoomed. I was 8X on the phone.
8X.
To see you. And
well, I was right there. I was right there at the podium, and right in front of me was Drew Brees' table.
Yeah.
And, you know, they gave away those steins.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, like they announced, like, hey, anyone in seat five, you win the Hall of Fame
one
stein. You won the stein one.
I won the stein of 2019.
Okay, there it is. So they had those on each table.
Ed Reed.
But he won it, like, just recently, this pass?
No,
this is from 2019.
Oh, in 2019.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's a seven-year-old stein.
This is a good one.
So they announced the number, and sitting at Breeze's table is Breeze's whole family.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and Gail Benson. Who do you think won the stein?
Gail Benson.
Yes.
As she should.
And the table's like, all right.
As she should.
I'm like trying to read her mind. I'm like, yeah, place it on the, that's like a hood ornament. You know what I mean? Like,
as she should. That's the queen.
I thought it would be like his daughter, like his young daughter, like, oh, here's a beer stein. I mean, just seeing his son, you know, the one who was wearing those big headsets as a baby when they won in 2009.
Oh my God.
Right? It's just them
boys
wild.
Are.
I know.
In high school now, they're playing ball.
Up.
I'm getting old, Rich.
If you're getting old, then what am I? Stop it.
No, I'm saying Peyton Manning's son was playing on ESPN last night.
Wow.
Is that
Marshall.
Right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
Marshall Manning.
What? Completed a pass.
What the hell is going on? Good to see you, Teron Armstead. Everybody check out the set with Teron Armstead, wherever you get your podcasts, and on this man's YouTube channel as well.
Love it.
Before we take a break, just want to let you know that the Hyundai Getaway sales event I've been talking about is still going on. Go there now and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs, the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid, the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid, there for you. The bold and stylish Elantra, later the Lotus Tech is ready for you to see. You can go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9 as well. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. 844-204-RICH is our number to chat. It's a What's More Likely Friday as well coming up. Get into the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech, or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Right now, O'Reilly Auto Parts gets you back to savings. Pick up select Royal Purple Fuel System additives, buy one, get one free. Plus, receive 4x O rewards points. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
LinkedIn Hiring Pro. Get started by posting a free job at linkedin.com/Eisen. All right. Guess who's going to play? We've now renamed it one in, one out, right?
Ooh, one out.
One in. What have we decided? One out, one in. I kind of dig that.
Oh, you like out first?
Kind of. One out, one in.
Well, in and out.
Just call it like in and out.
All right. Jimmy in San Antonio. Let's take Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Jimmy.
¿Qué pasó?
Hey, hola, muchacho.
Hola, muchacho.
Am I talking to Old Spice?
Yeah.
Like that moment yesterday? Susie said she looks like, what, which Spice?
Sporty Spice.
I said, what does that make me? And then TJ goes, Old Spice. Susie laughs and doesn't defend it.
It
doesn't defend me. It's, you know, just lets it slide.
It was funny. I mean,
it was funny.
Man. You can't defend the funny, dude.
It was funny.
El Tufo.
Yes.
El Tufo, if you were a mascot, we all know you would be Olaf. Come on.
No. I'm a big Oregon Duck fan.
No.
Getting all the way back to yesterday.
The mascot.
Jimmy's just an aficionado.
I like them all. I want to be a mascot so bad.
Mike loves warm hugs. Anyway.
I do.
So you don't love Olaf?
I love him.
Yes. I'll get to my postseason in and out, but I do want to congratulate you, sir, on your number one, little Taylor, on her bat mitzvah that's coming up.
Thank you, pal. Susie and I are ready to celebrate next week, and we're ready.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you are not going to cry as much as you did with the boys at their bar mitzvah.
We shall see, man. You know I'm a softie. So.
No, dude, you know what's coming. No photographs. Tell them to put the phones away when they walk in.
Yeah. I mean, like the wedding, right? The Madison Square Garden wedding.
Wait, Brockman made like you put your phones up at his wedding?
Man, I took everyone's phone. Yeah.
He didn't. He's like, take as many photos as you want. And I did.
Is there an NDA involved?
None. All right, put one in. Take one out.
In and out.
Okay, in and out. This one's a different angle, and it's going to be quick. I'm going to say in and out on the postseason. In. Ross Tucker. Out. Tony Romo.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
there he goes. Wow. Me in San Antonio.
Jimmy.
That's not the spirit of the game.
Not at all.
Not the spirit of the game at all.
It's not our hokey pokey.
All right. Yeah. Here I thought we were going to play the game. Jimmy makes up his own rules.
He does.
You know you can't control Jimmy.
It's time for What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors. Hit it.
Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
What's more likely? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors. Christopher, you have the floor.
I had some fun putting these together.
Okay, good to know.
Week. Not that I don't every week, but this was particularly because we got week two of the preseason. So all these kind of involve these teams.
Excellent context.
Out of the context. It played last night, guys. More likely West Coast team to win more games this year, 49ers or Chargers?
Oh, my gosh. Great question. Great question. I'll go Chargers. I'll go our neighbors across the street. I don't know why. I just did.
Yeah, I was going to say, any particular reason? You want to talk this out?
Yeah, I think Herbert's going to get dialed up and plussed up.
Okay.
Daniel. And a better offensive line.
Okay.
Than last year. Not alone. You heard DJ this week, Daniel Jeremiah, saying nobody's talking about Omarion Hampton to win the rushing title.
Yeah.
He's not throwing that around just to get buzz. That's not Daniel. So I'll do that. I mean, and this could be completely, you know, recency bias. Right now the 49ers are banged up the whole bit. You know, so I'll go with that.
Okay. These two teams face off tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
They've played in two Super Bowls against each other, TJ.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more likely to have the more dangerous offense this season, Philadelphia or New England?
Danger.
What does that mean, dangerous?
Put up more points.
Is that what it means?
Explosive points. Fantasy people, all-encompassing.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go, wow. Great question. I'll go New England here. Drake May throws better deep ball than anybody else.
A little deeper receiver room, too.
Seemingly. Saquon, we need to see him get a nice little bounce back. And then New England, I think Travion Henderson is going to start getting.
They got a good two-headed monster there. Okay. Running back.
I'll do that just because you thought I was going to go the other way around. I like zagging when you think I'm going to zig.
I just think he likes zagging on me.
What else?
More likely South champ to repeat as division winner. Panthers and Jaguars. They play each other this week.
I'll go Jaguars.
Jaguar.
I'll go Jacksonville.
Are you feeling Teron Armstead that the Saints might be the sneaky NFC South play?
No, I just think the South is going to be stronger than what people think on the NFC side of things. And on the AFC side of things, you know, I kind of, you know, and I know there's Houston that's sitting right there. So I think Liam Cohen and may have unlocked something with Trevor Lawrence. And last year, there's a reason why Trevor had one of his best seasons.
Yeah.
And this year might be better. So I'll go there. Boy, you're putting me in positions.
It's not going to get
so
any
more
easier.
Likely. Okay. What else?
This group is always a topic of conversation with these teams. More likely pass-catching core to have a better season, Broncos or Packers?
I'll go Denver. Sutton's going to be there, what, round three, round four in some fantasy draft?
Flies under the radar.
For sure.
Right? And then you got Waddle.
He might even drop around because of Waddle.
I said
pass catchers to include Tucker Kraft for.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Green Bay.
Yeah, I hear you. And you know, to be honest, the wide receiver room in Green Bay
always hurt.
You know, Watkins and Reed,
Golden.
How often are they going to be out there playing?
For sure.
You know, and plus I got to do this for you. TJ, this one's for you, man.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the wide receiver room in Denver includes Oregon Duck Troy Franklin, and that's, you know.
That's my G.
Throw up the O, man.
Throw up the O, TJ,
that's
do
what
it.
Happens now that you give this man shoes and he starts caping. Yeah, the kendo stick pointing to the free shoes that caused him. Well, it's isn't it funny that he keeps Florida State?
And they're free shoes universities.
Yeah. You know
I thought that.
You know what I mean? He gets free shoes and he keeps Florida State, but bounces Penn State.
I ain't bounced nobody.
Oh, you certainly did. What else, Chris?
This could be your second round decision, guys. More likely running back you'd rather have in fantasy.
Okay.
Travis Etienne or Kyren Williams?
Kyren. Oh, baby.
That's a real decision in the second round.
I'm going to go HN. I'll do that. Kyren is awesome.
He is.
Kyren gets slept on.
He gets slept there. On.
I know. Very much so. Balake Karum, I don't know how many more carries he's going to get this year. And so there's a true, if you will, vulture chance on the Rams than there may be with Kamara out for a month on the Saints. Right?
Yeah, but it was a month last starting last week. So by the time the season started, maybe it's on Kamara. I don't know. We'll see, man.
Kyren Williams, all he does is produce.
And plus, I just need to zag because everybody thinks I'm such a passionate Rams fan. That's all I do is choose Rams.
It's true.
I'm just trying to spread the chips out across the table here as I keep rolling for the point.
36 touchdowns but in the last three years for Kyren.
I'm rushing. I've got a second overall choice in my poker league.
Second overall. 10-team league.
Will I, on the back end, with the 19th overall pick, have this choice, do you think?
I doubt it. Oh, really?
I doubt it.
I think it might be likely.
I doubt it.
Kyren should definitely be gone. Travis should probably be there.
Maybe. Well, I don't know if I'd do it anyway because I'm going to take a running back first. So I gotta spread that out,
too. Why are you giving away your strategy?
What do you mean?
He's taking Gibbs or Bijan, right? At second over?
But they don't know that.
What else?
Zag and take Chase.
What else?
Rich, here we go. This one is for you, honestly. Is it more likely that Jackson Dart visits the blue tent this weekend or Tua gets two first downs on the opening drive?
Tua gets two first downs on the opening drive. Come on, man.
I don't know. Two first downs.
Let's speak positivity.
Uno dos. Let's
put it into the universe.
You put it out earlier.
And there is no independent neurologist conspiracy theory.
What do we call that?
INCT. I shouldn't say CT when it comes to this.
Well, probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
There isn't. Okay? There's no big blue tinfoil hat here. It ain't.
Okay.
So let's just tighten up the protection.
Okay, great.
Let's execute.
Okay.
Let's get the ball out. Let's get Malik Nabers back healthy. Let's get Skatiti Bo, doing the right thing. And by the way, I just saw on my timeline here, Odell Beckham is cooking people. So let's get him up and running. Let's go. So I'll go Tua getting a Tua first down. First drive.
Okay. Yep. All right. Two more. More likely battling quarterbacks to look more impressive. In preseason week two, J.J. McCarthy or either Browns player, Watson or Shador? Who's going to look better this weekend?
I think Watson against the twos and threes. He should look as impressive as ever.
Well, should and
I got it.
Do. Or...
So I'll go there. Okay. If Shador's playing the whole first half and Watson's getting out there to start the second half, and, what are the Bills going to have, twos out there or threes? I don't know. So Watson in the second half of a preseason game should look the most impressive of anybody else.
He better.
Well, you're. It's not like what's better.
What's better likely?
Right. That's not proper English. What else?
Last one. More likely team to miss the playoffs for a second straight year that would surprise you the most. Chiefs or Cowboys?
This is great. This is so good.
What's more likely Friday?
You know what your answer is. Just say it.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
That would surprise me. It would be very surprising. Settle down
just a bit. Would surprise you the most if the Chiefs put the playoffs?
Out of these two?
Cowboys are just, I think they have turned a corner. I think they have cleared the bad karma, if they have any. Kind of feel it,
I think top to bottom, Dallas has a much better roster.
Okay, so you think you'd answer Dallas there?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if Dallas missed the playoffs.
I think Mahomes is coming back with a big, massive chip on his shoulder, and the rest of that roster feels the same way. And there are some lion-hearted guys there that just won't allow it.
He'll get handled when he gets handled.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. That's What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors. What's More Likely is, again, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. All right, when we come back, phone calls, 844-204-RICH, and maybe a surprise. Could be a surprise guest.
Oh, yeah.
Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debt play. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debt play. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
4204-RICH, number to dial on this program, ladies and gentlemen, here on our show. I ask many of you to call in all the time. I just gave out the phone number, right? And I say, you know, call in. And right now, though, I have to say don't, because the man who normally answers the phone is sitting right here on the show,
yeah.
Adam Chudwin. Normally, you're fielding calls of people who want to get stuff off their chest.
Right? Yeah.
You screen. You're like, what do you want to talk about with Rich and the guys, right? And then you screen it and you write it down here. Okay.
Absolutely.
You have come out here, though, to get something off of your chest.
Oh, whoa. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Is that correct? Am I accurate on that?
Yeah. I was very, very upset.
About
with...
what? Like, what do you want to get off your chest, Adam Chudwin?
I'm looking right at you, TJ Jefferson.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. For ditching Penn State. I'm a proud alum of Penn State University.
We are.
I thought I had a fellow person who loved Penn State and TJ, mm-hmm. and he just drops Penn State like a bad habit for a pair of Jordans. That is absurd. I am so upset with you, TJ. When you go back to Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving or whenever, I want everybody in Pennsylvania, when they see you, to go, shame. Shame.
Like Game of Thrones.
Shame.
Like Game of Thrones.
It makes me question, TJ, this makes me question your fandom in general, because I feel that you care more about a pair of Jordans than your own team.
Wow.
Your own team. You care more about Jordans. Hey, TJ, if Caleb Williams signs with the Jordan brands and there's a pair of Air Jordan 7 Caleb editions, I will buy those for you. So you become a Bears fan and ditch the Cowboys. And yes. I have a feeling you would do that. You would do that, TJ. Yes. This is absurd. Not only that, Oregon is a Big Ten team. They're not a random Pac-10 team anymore. They're a Big Ten team who had a devastating victory against Penn State last year. And you're just going with that team all of a sudden. I can't do this, TJ.
A rant.
Wow.
The Rich Eisen Show calls here.
Oh, rack him.
Rack, yeah.
TJ Jefferson.
I would have hung up right there.
Man.
That's it. This guy is supposed to be Altoona's finest.
He is still Altoona.
Well, yeah.
Once Altoona's finest, always Altoona's finest.
Look, you guys don't want to get me started. It's Friday. Don't make me start lobbing arrows at people and darts. We don't want that here on the Rich Eisen Show. Just, I don't care. That's the thing. One, I never said I was giving up anything. I said I was going to add something in addition to where you guys were like, you're gonna take one off.
The coach.
Two, I didn't go to Penn State.
Coach set the parameters.
didn't go there, but Altoona's like 45 minutes away. That's and fine. You've said that you've rooted for them your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what? A nice attempted, I guess, rant there. But one thing that you never heard me say was that I did what you're claiming and accusing me of doing.
Which is
you never heard me say I'm giving up my Penn State fandom.
Well, then let me ask you this. I don't know if they're. I don't think they play each other this year. But if Oregon and Penn State
don't
play,
dumb questions,
who's
Adam.
Who
don't
are you rooting for, TJ? If Oregon and Penn State are playing,
Big Ten championship.
Don't ask.
Who are you rooting for?
State.
Don't ask me question. A stupid question. But because you're coming out here trying to be funny, you know what? I'm gonna say I'm gonna root for Oregon. And how about that? And anyone don't like it, I got two words for you, and one of them is it. Don't come at me with no use caution. Is all I'm saying.
Throw up the O.
You should have stayed in the back for all this.
This is why no contest wrestling is as good as it is, because he and O'Shea Jackson Jr. are like two birds of the feather.
Well, we just don't take no crap from nobody.
He just comes out.
He comes out. I try to be nicer about it.
You can be provoked to be that way. But at the bottom.
I try to hold back. You know, I don't bother nobody. But if you come at me, mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a smart thing to do.
And I try to make sure we have a friendly work environment.
Well, it ain't friendly no more.
Well, it is. It just because he needed to get that off his chest. I didn't want. I was feeling the tension when you guys were passing each other in the hall.
Well, there's going to be more tension now. All right.
When the ducks quack,
one of us is going to have to go. Obviously.
So now I'm just alone as a Penn State fan here by myself.
Alone. It's all you.
All right.
So
we were.
That's Adam.
We were.
Go back where he is. Adam, the call screener, he's a big Indiana Bears fan, usually.
That's true, yeah.
So are you going to change your fandom, Adam, when it happens? Right. Are you going to become an Indiana
Bears?
They're
still going to be the Chicago Bears.
I got to step in here and let you know about a SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, and that's overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt right now with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. My Houston Texans four downs and Mark Schlereth coming up in hour number three.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
In ESPN's wild world of college football, every Saturday begins with a ritual. And then, the migration turns to mayhem. Predators hunt, territories are defended, rivals clash. In this wild world, legends are unleashed on Saturdays. No one brings you closer to the wild than ESPN. College football on ESPN kicks off August 28th. Witness the wild on ABC, ESPN, and the ESPN app.